Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 10. I read for you again these words. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.'" So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. 'Tis the season of ordinations, as recent graduates from our seminaries are ordained into the office of the Holy Ministry and installed in their first congregation. Today's gospel speaks of them as they begin their labors, as our Lord sends out the 72 ahead of him as laborers into his harvest. And whatever house they enter, those 72 are told to say, "Peace be to this house." For they are truly sent to proclaim the Prince of Peace. And in this, they are part of God's promise to his church. "Behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like an overflowing stream." And oh, how we need the peace that he gives. For we are surrounded by conflict in many ways. We have conflict in our home, between husbands and wives, between parents and children. We see conflict almost everywhere we look. We hear of chaos, conflict, and division in our country and around the world. And that doesn't include that which we have not yet heard about. There seems to be no end to it. The whole world is in desperate need of peace. But all these conflicts are symptoms of an even greater problem, which is our conflict with God. We fight against God. We fail to listen to his word. We refuse to walk in his ways. In truth, each of us wants to be his or her own God. We want to decide for ourselves what is right and wrong, instead of trusting our Creator's direction for our lives. And it's been this way almost from the very beginning. It's called sin. And it's a killer. For the wages of sin is death. And so how can we have peace when we have death looming over us? Our guilt before God is tucked away in the back of our conscience, and you can hear it if you listen closely. And this, in spite of all the numbing agents we use in our guilt-free society to try to block it. Deep down, though, we know that something is terribly wrong between God and us, and there's nothing we can do to change it. So we need peace. We need something real that can deal with our deep down problem. We need what only Jesus offers. For Jesus tells us of a peace that will deal effectively once and for all with our big problems of sin and guilt and death. A peace that will break down the wall of hostility and conflict that we've raised up against God. Yet, even when you have this peace, your life may not look all that peaceful. In fact, The outward circumstances of your life may look rather stressful. When Jesus sends out his laborers into the harvest field, it's no bed of roses. He sends them out like lambs in the midst of wolves. And a lamb doesn't stand much of a chance against a bunch of wolves. Being a Christian can be difficult, even dangerous. Even so, there is a peace that Jesus gives that can deal with our trouble-filled life. That's why Jesus told his messengers to say, "The kingdom of God has come near to you." For the peace that Jesus gives only comes with the coming of the kingdom of God. Indeed, the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms that men came up with, cannot produce this peace. Only God can. And when his kingdom comes near to us, there's something new and different from what the world can come up with. The coming of the kingdom of God brings with it all the blessings of that kingdom. Peace, joy, wholeness, healing. Peace with God forever. The beginnings of peace are now also among us, as in the church, we learn how to love and forgive one another. Peace within our souls, knowing that God is at peace with us, and he accepts us and takes us for his own. Likewise, there's joy, the kind Jesus talks about when he says, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven." That is a big deal. That these 72 had come back reporting how great things had gone. And Jesus says, "Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. For God knows you and loves you and cares for you. He took you for his own. And he wrote your name in heaven when he put his name on you in holy baptism, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Your name is written in heaven, where there is the Lamb's Book of Life, written in the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Such a kingdom of peace comes to you as a gift. You don't earn your way into it. God writes your name into his book, for you do not write it there yourself. God comes to you. He is the source of your peace, and that makes it a peace you can rely on. The direction is always from God to us. He gives us his gifts. He finds us when we aren't even looking for him. And that's the way it is with God's kingdom. The kingdom of God has come near you. Jesus tells these messengers to say that because Jesus himself has come near to you. The Son of God came down from heaven and became man. He became one of us and lived where we live. He experienced the conflict and fighting and lack of peace that the world has to give. Jesus stood where we stand. Indeed, he stood in our place as he took into himself, into his body, our sin and our death. Jesus experienced the wrath of God in our place. Even though he had done no wrong, he took the punishment for us wrongdoers. Now, there's no more judgment standing against us. Jesus took it all. He drank the cup of God's wrath and leaves us a cup of blessing in its place. That's what the cross is all about. That's where the kingdom of God finds its strange destiny. It doesn't look right for a king to be hanging on a cross, but there he is. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, and the King of the Gentiles, too. He is your King. And the kingdom of God comes near to you in Christ of the cross. The kingdom of God has come near to you. That's why Jesus came, to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. And he's done just that, though it's not like the kingdoms of the earth. Jesus rose from the dead, showing that the chains of sin and the shackles of death have been shattered. The serpent's head has been dealt a death blow. Satan no longer reigns over us. We have transferred kingdoms. Christ Jesus has brought us into the kingdom of light and life, the kingdom of God. And this is for you, and God wants you to know it. That's why Jesus says to his messengers, "The one who hears you hears me." You see, when we get this good news from Jesus' messenger, that is, from your pastor, the minister of Christ, it's as good and certain as if Jesus himself were standing here delivering it right into your ears. "I forgive you all your sins," your pastor says. And they are forgiven. Not because of anything special about your pastor as a man. There isn't. It's just that Jesus wants you to hear it with your own ears and to know that it's for real. And so he sends his spokesman, his ambassador, here to you, just like he sent out those messengers so long ago. God wants you to know that your sins really are forgiven. The kingdom of God comes near to you right here where the word is being preached. Jesus comes and speaks to you in the preaching of the Holy Gospel and then in the words that consecrate the Holy Supper. He really wants you to know these things and to receive his life and forgiveness. You see, when Jesus speaks, things happen. His word delivers what it says. When Jesus says, "I forgive you all your sins," it really happens. When he says, "This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins," that's what you receive. When Jesus says through his messenger, "Peace be to this house," that's exactly what you get. Real peace. Peace from God and peace with God. And yet this is not some vague, nice wish, "Peace be with you," as sort of a "have a nice day." Oh no, this is the real deal. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you," Jesus assures us. "Not as the world gives, do I give to you." This is the peace that comes with the kingdom of God. The peace that Jesus speaks through his word. The peace delivered by his messengers. This is the most certain and real kind of peace you can have. You can build your life on it. You can take it to your house, your school, your workplace, every place where you need God's peace to rest upon you. You can take this peace even to your deathbed. For the peace of God will sustain you even there. So as Jesus sent the 72 with a word of peace, so today and every time I preach God's word to you, I close with a word of peace that you can count on. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.